Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a charge on my card that I don't recognize. It's called Muscle Up Now.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
Sorry?
May I have your zip code, please?
98177.
And your first and last name?
Carolyn Longsoldier.
Can you verify your address for me?
18912 First Avenue Northwest in Shoreline, Washington.
Thank you. One moment. That account is loading for me. Please continue holding.
I'm sorry, didn't catch that.
Your account is loading. Please continue holding.
Okay. Thank you. What state am I calling?
We're a call center. We handle all states.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it looks like you placed an order for the drone.
For a drone.
You completed a survey offer, like a three-question survey, and you initially paid $8.25 to have the drone shipped out on December 5th?
Yeah, the problem is that I've been charged for this several times, though.
Yeah, okay, you pay $8.25 for the shipping, and then you did the priority warranty bundle, which was $9.97.
Mm-hmm.
You had an additional drone shipped out for $29.99.
Right.
So there's two drones being shipped to you. And then you also have that came with a membership, which is $67.32.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is this thing that's called? I don't understand this thing. Is called, I just got done talking to somebody at a different phone number for the $67.32 charge and $8.25 and $9.97. Then I called a new number about $29.99. For something called Muscle Up Now, and you're
I'm not sure why your bank has that listed as that, but I just went over the charges with you. The $8.25 is for the shipping of the initial drone. The $9.97 is for the priority warranty that you had. The $29.99 is for the additional drone that you had shipped out to you.
I understand that. I'm just questioning why I'm talking to somebody at a different phone number. And they're giving me the same charges, but this is a different phone number, and it's a different charge I'm calling about. So it looks like I've been double charged for it.
No, ma'am. We handle over 400 different companies, so they probably just got into your account, one of our sister companies. But they were all billed to you one time.
Well, I can tell you what it's showing. It's showing right now separate charges, one on the 26th of November for $67.32, and on 12/5, $29.99, and between that time, $8.25 and $9.97. And then it looks like I got another one. Sorry?
I just explained to you what those charges were for.
Are you understanding that I just called a new phone number after
it's
talking to
somebody? It's the same company, ma'am. I see your notation where you just called in the same company. That's why I explained to you that we handle over 400 different companies. I see that you just spoke with someone earlier.
Okay. So do you also, so there's an additional charge down here on 1210 for $67.32 for direct market catalog.
That's the membership charge.
Okay,
when you place that order, undoubtedly you may not have read over your terms and conditions, but it advises you by placing the order for the drone, you're also agreeing and authorizing to the monthly membership. And this will be active for as long as you wish to keep the account active, and you can cancel at any time.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm telling you, it's double. You've double charged me for it.
How
you've
are
charged
you double
me
charged?
Twice. Sorry?
Wow. I'm looking at your account. You've only been billed once for each of these charges.
Do you see on the 26th, do you see a fee for $67.32? being billing me for that?
Yes, ma'am, and I just explained three times now that that's for the membership that you've only been billed once for.
And it shows again from my bank on 1210 again for $67.32.
So you have two charges for $67.32?
Yes, that's what I've said to you three times now.
Okay, so you have to contact your bank and find out why they have it listed on your statement twice. But with our company, it only bills you once.
Okay, what's your name?
For every amount that's double charged, I would definitely contact the bank to figure out why you was double charged, because on those transactions, they should only be billed to you one time, Ms. Carolyn. So you should have one charge of the $67.32, and the $29.99, the
$9.97,
and the
$8.25. Yeah. Okay. So can I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Okay.
Now, did you order two separate items?
No, that's the only thing
because
that I ordered.
Because that would be the only way that you would be charged a second time for.
No.
Give me a second. Let me just look into your account a little bit further, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment. Quick question here.
Mm-hmm.
When I click into the account, it shows is that Uri Thompson?
A what?
Uri Thompson. Is that anyone you know, Ms. Thompson?
Uri Thompson is where I had it sent. That's where I had it mailed to.
Okay, just showing that as a customer name. Okay, one second. I would just question that, because that usually never comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see that the previous agent you talked with, they are getting refunds credited back on these transactions for you. So,
yeah, but they're doing it on the first one.
You
because
also
I didn't...
placed the order for a smartwatch back in October. That's why you see those other charges. So whenever you place these orders, you have to make sure that you're reading the terms and conditions where these were all explained before you placed the order. So you ordered the smartwatch. And the same thing happened. You paid the shipping cost to have the smartwatch shipped to you. And then you also have those membership transactions. And you also paid an additional $19.99 to have an additional smartwatch shipped out.
So what date was that?
Let's see here.
You said October something?
Yes, one second. Looks like you initially ordered, I'm sorry, August 23rd. And then you had the membership billed to you on October 26th. And that membership is monthly for as long as you wish to continue with your account, Ms. Long Soldier.
Yes,
so going
so.
Whenever you, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, yeah, we have a little delay on the phone here. Don't mean to speak over you. Yeah, this is an account that I like next to never use, and so I didn't even catch this until now. Mm-hmm. I used it last month, and so I paid it off, and so then all of a sudden I've got $250 on there that I was not aware, you know, that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, because I don't think anybody, you or I, has money to throw around like that. So
yeah, it looks like when you was placing these orders, you may not have read over the terms and the conditions where the charges was explained.
Yeah, I didn't catch it, and I was trying to watch for stuff like that, and somehow I missed it, and which means I basically have paid for it before and not realized I was even paying for it. So I just thought, you know, oh, I must not have had my card handy or something that I normally used and had to use this one or something. So is there anything that you can do about that? Can you make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Of course. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to give you a cancellation number also. Give me one second.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that confirmation number for the smartwatch is C as in cancel, 262-846-713. Again,
so
that's...
thank you. Go ahead.
C as in cancel, 262-846-713.
Okay. Now, how much has that actually been taking out?
It billed to you 1 month, the same as the other transactions. You paid the initial shipping charge, and then it billed you for the additional smartwatch, and then you had that monthly membership as well.
And how much is that? Do you know? Does it show?
It was $67.32, same as the other one.
Okay, because, see, I have one that I called. I've got, like, this crazy stuff here. So another one was $76.68. And
that's not one of our charges.
Okay.
On
so is there anything you can do about lessening some of these charges for me?
On the one that's billed for, we're not supposed to issue a refund at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now on that most recent transaction that you would bill for the smartwatch, it was billed November.
Mm-hmm.
I can honor a 35% courtesy credit on that charge for you.
Can you do 50? Because you like got me three times on this thing, so I'm like paying $150 plus the product. I mean, that's
just
killing me.
I can see if it's an authorizer for that, but let me just double check. Because like I said, we have a no return, no refund policy. So just going forward, Ms. Longfield, always make sure that those terms are being read so that way you have a full, clear understanding of the charges.
You can be sure. You can be sure.
Give me 1 second, and I can see if it'll authorize it for 50%. One moment. Okay, I was able to get that 50% approved for you, ma'am. That'll be credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
What did you say they're crediting back?
I was able to get the 50% refund approved, and that will be applied back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so is that happening on both of them or just the one?
No, that was a 50% being credited on both.
Okay, thank you so much. And you're stopping this for me also?
Yes, ma'am. You are canceled out. There will be no further activity going forward.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Long Soldier. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
Yeah, you could have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well.
All
thanks
right.
for calling customer care.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.